And we're back. We were discussing, or we were about to discuss, Daniel Bryan losing to Wade Barrett.
I'm kind of in a sugar comatose right now because that red velvet cupcake was delicious. But this was a good match. I think Daniel Bryan made Wade Barrett look really good in this match. I thought it was a, I thought it did pretty good for something like 11 minutes. I thought they told a pretty good story, and I would have preferred, and it would have made more sense if Daniel Bryan would have gone over, but ultimately, I think it did pretty good. What do you think?
I thought it was great. It never ceases to amaze me, or I should say, I'm just never surprised when Daniel Bryan brings out the best in somebody, and he brought the best out of Wade Barrett tonight. And I think I tweeted that. He made Wade Barrett look like Nigel McGuinness. And props to Wade Barrett for putting on his working boots, as I always say. And he looked great. Both men came out looking strong. But yeah, I just wish they would just push Daniel Bryan to the moon. Make him win. Basically turn him into Chris Benoit / Kurt Angle. They need to turn him into a technical monster.
Why do you think they haven't, like, gone that route?
Because they didn't make him.
Is that why you think?
I honestly feel like they didn't make him, and he doesn't have the look that they want. He's not even... He's like 5'7", 5'9".
Yeah.
He's not 6 foot.
Yeah.
It's
a shame, man. They need to get away from that shit, because... I mean, it's not like Daniel Bryan worked for, like, the second biggest promotion in, competing against the WWE, because essentially there's no such thing at this point. Like, he's basically made his name at Ring of Honor, and yeah, okay, fine, in the indies. But instead of hating on that and making it worse, like, why not play off of that? Why not play off of, the fact that CM Punk has brought up Ring of Honor and that sort of thing? Like, if you can do it with CM Punk, like, the fact that, like, he gets away with bringing it up, why not, like, bring it up with Daniel
Bryan? And when you build up your undercard, that's just better for you in the long run.
Yeah.
If people want to see people on the undercard and their emotions are invested on people on the undercard, and you have somebody like Daniel Bryan who people want to win and they're rooting for, why not do it? And I'm not saying make him Hogan him out and
make him win all the time.
But give us reasonable booking where it's like, okay, yeah, he just won Money in the Bank. He's on a streak.
Right.
And, if I were them, it would make sense to have his streak go on until WrestleMania.
Well,
make him look dominant.
Yeah, I mean, with the heel that always holds the Money in the Bank briefcase, you always go with this sort of win like happened tonight. It's always that shortcut kind of win. When it's been a quote-unquote good guy, it was RVD, and he basically called out, John Cena, and that's when they had the match at a one night stand, right?
Right.
Am I right on that? I'm having a moment here, folks.
A spinach moment, if you will.
Look at when CM Punk won it, and he was a good guy, and he did the shortcut route. It turned him into a heel. So you have to kind of flip the script when you're dealing with a face, and kind of be upfront about it. Look, I'm telling you right now when it's going to happen. I'm telling you guys right now that it's going to happen at WrestleMania.
But they have to let him win and build him up so that when he does, we believe that it's actually going to happen.
Because
not only that, just like they build up Cena and all their favorites as far as, the company picnic guys are concerned, they need to build him up. The LaBelle Lock and his guillotine, his flying guillotine, should be feared submission holds.
Yeah.
And they should be something that should be just as, I guess you could say...
Feared?
Feared, and it should be expected and popped for, just like people did the ankle lock for Kurt Angle and the crippler crossface for Chris Benoit. They should just be like, wow, oh, okay, this shit is coming, and, I can't wait to see so-and-so tap out to that.
Yeah.
And that's what it should be. But right now, he's just kind of like this good wrestler that people like, but they're not, he should be shoved down their throats in a way.
Yeah, he should. I mean, The guy, if someone has spent that much time building a reputation for themselves, why not play into that? Like, that doesn't make sense that now that they're with your company, you're not going to juice it. Every other company would have juiced the shit out of it. The guy's credible. The guy has a history. The guy is solid.
Well, just like they did promos for Ultimate Dragon or Sin Cara or even Rey Mysterio back in the day when they were debuting these people.
Mm-hmm.
And these people could back that up. Why not have like a promo vignette of him talking about he's the best technician in pro wrestling today? And he could back that up. Like, you could see it in his wrestling that this guy, you know, is Dean Malenko all over again, basically.
Yeah.
This guy just has an amazing skill set. And he should be rewarded for it.
Because really, like, what did Wade Barrett really benefit from winning this match? Okay, you beat the Money in the Bank winner.
He's back where he's always been.
Yeah. It's still not going to change his place in the card.
As a potentially top-level guy, and but he didn't need it. He's already over.
Yeah. So, let's go on to the next match here, which was, I guess, the World Heavyweight title match. It was a no DQ, no holds barred between Christian and Randy Orton. What'd you think about this one?
And that was just a superb match. If it wasn't for the CM Punk match, I would say match of the night. If anything, this was match of the night.
Yeah.
As good as the CM Punk John Cena match was, I think this trumps that. It just doesn't have as much of a wavy storyline. But as far as the wrestling is concerned,
yeah,
top notch. Christian and Orton seem to take each other to that next level when they wrestle each other. The finish was amazing. And, you know, just when we thought, and I know you still think his RKO on Evan Bourne is the shit, and then I thought that his RKO on Christian in maybe their second match or the first match was amazing. This RKO was even better than that.
Yeah.
And I was impressed by last week's RKO when he did a running RKO on a Great Khali.
This was a very stiff RKO. I mean, it just looked just nasty.
Yeah, he dropped them on the steel steps in the ring, and I thought that was amazing. It was really good.
What'd you think about the Edge coming out?
Almost unnecessary, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it would be better if it would be served better if Christian won it to show that he's not just a whiny bitch, as Edge called him. And he grew a set of balls, and he beat Randy Orton on his own and with his wrestling skill, but instead he lost, so he'll probably end up bitching even more on Friday, which I don't think is that great.
Yeah. I just don't think it served any purpose. Like, yeah, it got the, it got a decent pop because nobody expected Edge to show up, but considering that he just kind of went out there, kind of buried Christian, and then Christian went on to lose the title, like, I don't think it really...
Yeah, it's like a double whammy on Christian. It's like, holy shit, he got shitted on
twice. Yeah.
In one night.
I don't think it added anything to anything, and it just made things worse in the long run. I thought it was a good match, but, I'm not really sure what it does for Christian's career at this point.
Yeah, and this should be the blow-off match, right?
Yeah.
I imagine Christian goes on a feud with Sheamus, and hopefully Mark Henry will go on for the title.
Do you see that at Night of Champions, perhaps?
I hope so. Sooner the better.
Yeah.
I'll take it on a SmackDown at this point.
But the thing is, if it happens too soon, do you think they're actually going to put the title on Mark Henry, or do you think you have to kind of give it a little...
They probably wouldn't, because he has about 10 things going against him.
Yeah.
And race being 9 of those things, if that makes sense.
Just because
fucking WWE loves them, some
racism.
Non-ethnic people wrestling.
Yeah.
Before we go on to the main event, what'd you think about Stephanie's involvement in the pay-per-view?
I think they're planting seeds. I think they're planting seeds between, that and what happens later at the end of the main event. I think they're planting seeds for CM Punk to take on Triple H, maybe Stephanie as the, in his corner. But I think they're basically just planting seeds at this point. Do I think it's going to happen at WrestleMania? If they were smart, yes. If not, probably Survivor Series is what I think.
I'm hoping Survivor Series or Royal Rumble at the latest.
Yeah.
If that does happen, I hope it doesn't. Because we all know the match that we do want is CM Punk versus Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's the match.
Which we'll talk about
wants.
Probably after we cover this pay-per-view. Which leads us to the main event. CM Punk successfully defends his title against John Cena only to lose it to Alberto Del Rio, who cashed in his Money in the Bank contract.
So what did you think about this match?
I thought it was good. Was it as good as Money in the Bank? No, it wasn't.
Really?
But,
I mean, for me, the crowd reaction was better in Chicago, but I think this match, for me, was better than that match. To me, personally.
I would almost say apples and oranges.
Yeah.
That's because there's so much about that magical night when CM Punk won the WWE
yeah.
title for the first
well,
time.
Well, that match on a whole, with everything around it, surrounding it, made it that match.
But if anything, this match didn't have as many, like, I wouldn't say botched moves, but...
No, it didn't.
Some things were off. That one, because that Money in the Bank, he did like a springboard high crossbody.
Mm-hmm.
And Cena seemed to catch him wrong. And he caught him low, right? And that's when Cena started messing with his knee.
Yeah.
And in this match, it seemed flawless. It was almost, it flowed.
Yeah.
It had a better flow to it, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I think they kept Triple H's involvement to a minimum. You know, they did something different with him not wanting the match to end on a countout, so he ended up bringing both dudes.
Yeah, but that almost seemed like just to put him over, too.
Well, of course. I mean,
look at me, I'm such a good
Triple
guy.
Triple H, I mean, he's got probably the second biggest ego next to Vince anyway, so...
Yeah, in Hogan, but he's
yeah.
relevant.
But, yeah, I thought it was a good match. I would have... I mean, to me, it seemed a little predictable how it ended. I would have preferred the show to end with, you know, CM Punk. You know, we get credits, then maybe save the Alberto Del Rio win for money for what's the next one? Night of Champions. But you know, it was cool. You know, it gave CM Punk the victory, and then you know, I don't know how I feel about Kevin Nash, but coming out and.
Yeah, I almost thought it was really random, but, you know, if Kevin... My problem is that CM Punk can't get any revenge. Kevin Nash can't go in the ring, I don't think, anymore. And,
right.
and I'm tired of seeing those matches where Kevin Nash just stands there while he puts his big foot up so people can get booted as they run at him, or they run at him and then they get clotheslined, or he just hits them because they ran at him. And it's like, that's a waste of CM Punk's time. And it's not fair that he can't get Kevin Nash back.
Yeah.
Not.
I mean, it's
unless he gets him back verbally, but I mean.
I mean, obviously, I think they're going to go with the, hey, Kevin Nash is Triple H's buddy, you know, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. But ultimately, he's going to end up having to get back at Triple H, but he's not going to get anything on Kevin Nash. So
where do you think this leads to? Does it lead to...
No, man, it's...
Rey Mysterio beating Alberto Del Rio for the title?
No. I think...
On Monday?
No. I wish, but no. I don't think they're going to take the title off Alberto this fast. It would be cool if they did, only because...
I certainly wouldn't mind.
No, not at all.
I
especially...
It has a small chance of happening.
Rey in his hometown, like, that's sounds like a great match to me. You know, especially since, you know, Rey got cheated out of... having the WWE title longer than a night, I think it would be kind of cool
and,
to bring
and
it back
And not only that,
around.
Though, if there's anybody who deserves it, it would be Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. You know, and the fact that, you know, he's not one of these guys who's held the title, you know, 15,000 times. Like, I think it's great. They can put the title on Rey at a moment's notice, and it's not like it's like oh, John Cena, who's, quote-unquote, the most decorated guy in the WWE history or whatever, which is fucking retarded. But, I think it was a good show. Ultimately, I think it you know, it's a little predictable, but I think it ended the way it needed to end. And yeah, I thought it was good.
And then they see it. Almost seemed to seem like wasn't The Rock going to be here or no?
I don't know.
Did The Rock say he was going to be here or no?
No, he said he was
going to
be in that one promo from Australia. He said he was going to be at the Survivor Series.
Oh, okay.
But there were some rumors that. He was going to show up at this show, kind of to plant the seeds for that show. But, yeah, at this point, I don't think it needed it. I think
it was perfect the way
yeah,
it was.
I think it's hinted for Survivor Series, and if Survivor Series needs something big, there you go. You know, confrontation number, whatever number it is, between those dudes leading up to WrestleMania. I thought it was a good. I thought it was a good show. I thought it flowed, and I thought it went pretty fast. And normally, if it went pretty fast, that means it was good. It didn't drag like a TNA show.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I don't really don't have very many negative things to say about it. I thought it was a decent show.
Yeah, and the booking was surprising and unpredictable. And so, kudos to everybody involved.
So, do you see? Do you foresee any sort of matchups at this point for a Night of Champions?
No, knowing them, you just never know. I feel like this was like a blow-off pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So a lot of things were, you know, pretty much done. If anything, I could see Mark Henry and Sheamus having a rematch. Because this was a good match, and that feud could be explored more, even though I do want Mark Henry to move on.
Well, they almost have to go that route, only because it seems like Christian and Randy Orton is pretty much done at this point, right?
Well, let's hope so. And if it's Mark Henry versus Orton for the world title, world heavyweight title, I'll take that. That's fine. The WWE title is open because, you know, it just seems like they're willing to put the title off anybody on a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And ADR having the title right now doesn't mean anything at all.
Right.
He could lose it tomorrow. And I would almost bet money that he would. He will.
Well, it looks like the WWE website's already posting pictures of John Cena with his foot on the ropes when CM Punk pinned him. So,
and it was blatant, too. It wasn't even close. It was just like...
like, oh, hey, here's my foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, that screams of, you know, if anybody's going to get a rematch, it's going to end up being...
but he could barely have a rematch since... CM Punk doesn't even have the title. So they should, if they did it right,
yeah,
they would have a triple threat match maybe, or even a four corners match with Ray, ADR, Punk, and Cena. Give Cena a number one contenders match just off the bat would be unfair.
Yeah.
It would be very WWE, but it wouldn't be right.
Right. Well, I mean, but look what they did with Ray taking the title off of him right the same night he won the title.
Yeah.
You know, here you're going, oh, great, they're either going to give it to The Miz or Rey Mysterio, you know, not really realizing that they're going to actually make another match for that night and give it back to John Cena setting up this title versus title match. I don't know. John Cena doesn't need the title. I've said it before. And I just think that they don't realize that and they're just going to keep giving this kid the title and...
it's not interesting.
It's not interesting, and he's going to be the 45th champion.
Yeah, I mean, it took us...
and it's ridiculous.
It took us an extra effort to do this podcast. Usually we don't do a podcast if John Cena ends a pay-per-view with a win.
Yeah.
And even though he didn't, it still leaves a bad taste in our mouth, because it seems like they're probably just going to give the title to him again.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll spawn CM Punk. I mean, who knows, man? I'm scared that they're going to go CM Punk versus Kevin Nash at this next pay-per-view. And then they'll go John Cena versus,
which is
Albert
a waste
Andrew
of a match, and it's a waste of a wrestler.
It's going to be the fact that kid's got it, like, is consistent and gives good matches, and he pulled out two solid matches from John Cena. He's not going to be able to do the thing with Kevin Nash, who's well into his 50s, and you know couldn't wrestle that
well. Regardless of his age, he just can't go anymore.
Nope.
And just because you stick your foot out doesn't mean anything.
Nope.
He could barely walk.
Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart had to do a lot of work to get that guy over, and there's no way that...
and that's in his prime.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is something that I don't want to see.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's... I don't foresee good things coming for the next couple of months for CM Punk, unfortunately. I just don't. This was his match to win. And his title to kind of, like, run with. And the fact that they took it off of him, I don't know. I worry. I don't think they're going to do the kid right, but we'll see. So, is there anything else you want to cover, Mr. Puma?
No, I think we're good.
I think we're good. I think our bellies are full. That Red Velvet Cupcake was delicious. We barbecued today. That's what you do in the summer.
It was an excellent night of sports entertanment. Yeah. And MMA.
And MMA.
UFC had a nice card. Congrats to Ben Henderson and Chris Lytle. Good night all around. I'm exhausted. And, you know, rarely do you have UFC and the WWE putting on great cards on the same day. And I'm stoked, just as a fan of both. And as far as SummerSlam is concerned, good pay-per-view. No complaints, really.
Do you see them coming back next year?
Probably, but I don't want LA to be the default SummerSlam place. Give us a Survivor Series or a Royal Rumble. That'd be great if we had a Royal Rumble.
We have not had another pay-per-view besides SummerSlam in a while, so.
And I think our crowd proved that it's top notch, yep. And we know what's up.
We can maintain with Chicago. We're not Chicago, but we can.
We can hang.
We can put up a fight.
Well, before we go, mm-hmm. What do you think the chances are of CM Punk facing Stone Cold Steve Austin at next year's WrestleMania?
Right now I'm saying it's probably 60-40 that it doesn't happen. I want it to happen.
I want it to happen as well.
You want it to happen.
But and they're planting seeds.
Yeah.
Stone Cold mentioned it on G4. They talked to each other about it on Twitter. CM Punk mentioned it at SummerSlam Access yesterday in the morning
session. The elements are all there. I think the one element that's the most important catalyst in it all is if Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to be willing to do it. The WWE is obviously going to be willing to do it.
Well, he said he's willing to do it. In that interview with G4, I think it was, he said if there's anybody who wants to come back against it, it would be CM Punk.
So what do you think would be the one thing keeping this from happening?
His health, that being Stone Cold's health, and his shooting schedule, as far as, you know, his films.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can probably take a break from making a made-for-DVD movie to get a pretty decent payoff at WrestleMania.
Unless it's like The Chaperone 2.
Ooh, Electric Boogaloo?
Right.
It's like he watches the kids, but he breakdances in the meantime for extra money on like the Santa Monica Promenade.
But he gets battled by Turbo?
Ooh. Let's book that.
Yes.
I would love for it to be a co-main event WrestleMania with Rock versus Cena and CM Punk versus Stone Cold.
Yeah, the sad thing is, though, I would rather see Stone Cold versus CM Punk. That would be my personal main event.
But if they're going to do that match, they need to start those promos like maybe Royal Rumble?
No, right? Yeah, or even around slamming time, like they did with Shawn Michaels' Undertaker.
So at the beginning of next year?
All right, one last stop.
Okay.
WrestleMania, what would the card be for you?
For me?
Yeah.
It would be, like we stated, the two main events, it would be Cena versus Rock, Punk versus Austin, Daniel Bryan cashing in against Mark Henry, maybe?
Mark Henry or Christian. Maybe Christian will
yeah, I mean,
it. Or Wade Barrett.
I'd like to see Daniel Bryan win the title on somebody that he can pull a sweet match off of. I don't know if he's going to be able to do it with Mark Henry, but if it's somebody who can actually go, that would be kind of nice.
Yeah, I think Daniel Bryan versus Christian would be the way to go.
But that means that the King of the Ring, or I'm sorry, the Royal Rumble winner will end up having to be a Raw guy, which means that you can't have the WWE title on John Cena when he wrestles The Rock, which I'm hoping they don't have it. But
yeah, you know. Yeah, and contrary to what other people on the internet have been saying about having the Royal Rumble winner and me having the right to face Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly don't feel like Cena versus Rock needs the WWE title for it to be big.
No.
It doesn't. They're already icons, so they don't need the title for that match to be big. That match is basically Hogan Rock all over again. And
yeah.
That match wasn't for the title, and that stole the show.
Yeah. I don't think it needs the title. I think the title needs its own emphasis. And I think, who would I give it on the Raw side? The The Royal Rumble too.
Hell, if it were me, I would give that to John Morrison or R-Truth or even Ray, even though that would be status quo.
Yeah, but...
But I, all I care about is that match needs to be good.
But the thing is that they need to add more emphasis to either guy. I mean, right now it seems like, I mean, maybe even more so The Miz. I mean, John Morrison, they're not really putting that much emphasis on. He comes out, gets a great pop, gets jobbed.
Well, Miz would be good on the promotional side.
Yeah.
They should put him in a title match just so he could do his thing on the medium circuit.
So maybe have The Miz win the Royal Rumble, and then he would go on to face... depends who would be the WWE champion at this point, because it won't...
That could be a face turn for Miz, and he faces ADR.
That, actually, I wouldn't hate. I would not hate that. I think that it's probably coming on a good time for him to switch sides.
And people cheer him anyways already.
We saw him at the Fan Access yesterday, and he got a lot of he got a big pop, you know. And he's, you know, I mean, the kid does the rounds, so why not turn him face? You're right. Why not have ADR versus Alberto Del Rio or
The Miz,
and then have Rock, Cena, Stone Cold, Punk, Daniel Bryan going up against
Christian
for the world title. I would
Undertaker and Triple H again. I think they could do a rematch. Everybody seems to want it.
There's nobody on the roster
unless Jericho comes back, which I don't think will happen.
If there was anybody who I would put in that match, it would probably be Jericho, only because it's obviously where the outcome is going to be, but at least Jericho will make it a good match. Right now, nobody on the roster deserves that match.
And really. if it's not Stone Cold at WrestleMania, it'll be Chris Jericho. Because they've planted seeds on Twitter, and then Jericho called him a ripoff. And then not only that, you know, CM Punk did his springboard dropkick tonight. I know that's a nerdy thing to point out, but
what about
it's something.
What about Mark Henry versus The Undertaker?
If they keep building Mark Henry up as the monster that he is, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm not hating that at all. What do you think about the that covers most titles, all the and the Intercontinental and the U.S. title are pretty much interchangeable.
And how sad is that, the fact that the Intercontinental title isn't even being discussed right now? I mean, that used to be my favorite title.
Yeah.
And all of my favorite wrestlers seemed to hold that belt at one time or another. But, yeah, it's not the case anymore.
I mean, mind you...
I even want to talk about the tag titles, but, yeah, they're the shits right now.
I mean, mind you, I like the fact that they put the title on Cody right now. I think that's a good move. I don't think they were really doing anything with Ezekiel with it. And, I think it's a perfect place for Cody, and quite honestly, I'm hoping that Cody wins the Money in the Bank next year. But, I don't know. I don't know. Those two titles are so interchangeable nowadays that I hate to say it. I mean, they might as well just unify them or whatnot and have one champion. I hate to say that because I like both titles separately. But they're not doing anything with them.
Well, maybe perhaps we'll have to post our desired WrestleMania card up.
I think
that'll be interesting. Maybe we'll have people tweet or comment on what they would like. But that about does it. Great night of wrestling tonight. Any
solid.
Last thoughts?
No, I think it was a solid night. I think LA did us proud tonight, and you know, stayed consistent during the whole show, and I think it was a good night. There's nothing bad to say, really.
Well, thank you all for listening. Also, we want to give a shout out to Zank.
We sure do.
For having the balls to say that he would do Stephanie McMahon.
That takes a lot of balls.
And thanks for always reading.
And supporting.
Yes.
Very important. Thanks, brother.
All right. Take it easy, everybody. And, we'll see you next pay-per-view, or maybe the pay-per-view after that.
Maybe the pay-per-view after that.
Alrighty.
Alright.
We're out.
We're signing off.